From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a gay Republican mayor talks about what he plans to do about gay marriage. But first, in Iraq, the signing of the country's interim constitution, scheduled for today, has been delayed indefinitely. Five Shiites on Iraq's 25-member governing council rejected the document's wording. Joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, what did the Shiites say they objected to?
Well, what we're hearing is that they wanted to change some of the rules that had been agreed upon when this draft constitution had been written up on Monday. Basically, they want a five-man presidency instead of a single president with two deputies. And they're also calling for a different system that would change the rules for overturning a permanent constitution, which may be written up perhaps a year from now, according to a plan that's been drawn up by the U.S. Occupation Authority. This interim constitution, the elaborate signing ceremony that was scheduled to take place today, was to be the first step on this plan towards ending the U.S. occupation on July 1st and towards handing over sovereignty to the Iraqi people. This signing ceremony had already been delayed several days after Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council could not come to an agreement on a February 28th deadline for drawing up this interim constitution. Now that we've had another delay, it's an embarrassing setback for the U.S. here, and it calls into question whether the rest of the dates on this plan can be met.
So what is the significance of this going forward? Does that mean the July 1st deadline will have to be pushed back?
Well, that's not clear yet. The U.S. has been saying that that deadline is fixed. It cannot be moved. That being said, this signing ceremony really was supposed to take place. I'm in the building where it was supposed to be held. There's still a desk with 25 pens, one for each of the governing council members that was to sign the document today. There was an Iraqi children's choir, a seven-piece classical ensemble that was going to perform. Everybody thought this was actually going to go ahead, and what you really had was one block in this very diverse governing council body that made a power play and said, we just don't accept this, we don't want to do this right now, and it really did catch everybody off guard because it came up at exactly the last minute.
And quickly, what's the response from U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer?
Well, the line that is coming from his spokesman is that democracy is messy and that Paul Bremer is not going to force these Iraqi leaders to come to an agreement, that they have to be happy with what they're going to sign since it is going to govern the country after the U.S. plans to withdraw.
Okay.
He says that they have to be able to resolve this issue on their own because in a couple months the U.S. will not be here to resolve the disputes.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Thank you.